Yeah, we need a theme song. I have to ask my brother about that.
All right. Woohoo.
We're on the air?
We're on the air.
All right. Woohoo.
It's the inaugural episode of Shenanigans, and oh dear lord, has there been some shenanigans already. It is 8:09 p.m. this beautiful Wednesday, January 20th.
We owe you guys 9 minutes.
2016. Yeah, we definitely. 9 minutes are free. Yes. The first nine minutes you do not have to pay for. By the way, I'm Scott Leffler. I'm one of the co-hosts of this happy little show.
My name is George Root, and I have no idea where I am.
That's not unusual. You can use an excuse that you're sick, but that's not unusual. And I'm Craig Bacon.
He has no idea where he is either.
And that's not unusual either.
He's a hippie.
All right.
That happens.
But where they are is 247 Market Street, also known as Art 247, also known as East Niagara Radio's home, East Niagara Post's home, All West New York Radio's home. And there was a bat earlier before the show could get started. One of the reasons we're late is that before the show could get started tonight, I had to go rescue some girls from a big, bad, nasty bat.
And Jim Lorenz is still a week away from being here, so you are on your own.
All right.
Do you know that Abraham Lincoln used to live in this building?
I did not.
He didn't. I made it up. I'm just hoping it catches on.
We're going to make a Facebook meme about it.
That Abe Lincoln used to live here?
Yes.
Cool. Where did he live?
You're going to attribute it to
Albert Einstein. In the phone closet over here.
Yeah, I have a closet in my office that has, phone equipment in it.
I was going to play with it earlier, but I figured if I did, we wanted to call him the White House or something, I'm pretty sure that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, so...
I used to work on this stuff for about 10 years, so I can tell you all about it.
Really?
Please don't.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, after the show, could you tell me if I can rip it all out?
You probably can't.
But there's no phone in here.
There's no phone in here, but is there phone line?
There's no phone in the building.
None in the building? No. Next week when I come, I'll bring my tools and my butt set, and we'll listen to make sure there's nothing there.
All right, yeah. Because I'm pretty, and then there's cords behind you, and that's nothing. I don't think it. That all looks like phone cords to me.
But there's literally plug in and see where it goes.
But there's
sit on the other end.
You can make those calls to Thailand.
Plug it in and pick up. Go, hello, yeah. Who is this?
You can blame Jeff Giuliano.
So I didn't want to cut him. I mean, I wanted to cut him, but I don't know.
You could pay him yellow.
I thought I'd better leave him white.
We did at this point want to say that this show is dedicated to the memory of our comrade Howie Balaban.
I'm sure you heard all about him.
Yeah, there's
the Cuban negotiation failed.
There's Chile and Brazil.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Chile and Brazil.
Well, it's actually I found out from Craig that that's actually a code, and Howie is actually trying to stave off the Canadian invasion of Medina.
Yes, yeah. I drove by his house last night. He's got the machine gun placements in place. And what looks like a tank sticking out of the back of the garage. So I'm not sure.
Could be his Prius. We're not certain exactly.
I used to work with Bill Walcott at the Union Center Journal. He always told stories about defending New Jersey from the Cubans.
Why not?
Nobody ever knew what the hell that meant, but that was one of his stories.
He was probably stationed at Fort Dix or something.
Probably.
There along the water.
Bacon brought pretzels, dip, and beer. George, what did you bring?
My phone.
Are you using it properly? Are you tweeting? At Shenanigans DNR?
I said that we're on the air, and I'm waiting for someone to tweet us back because we're not that desperate. You know, if you're not listening, it's your loss, not ours.
Should we have a plan?
I kind of have something I want to talk about. We've talked about it all weekend, and we'll get off on our tangent. John Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I thought the NHL finally did the right thing with that.
Yeah, but they were forced to. I mean,
of course they
did. They finally did the right thing, but I got to tell you, I lost a lot of respect for this hockey league.
I had no respect for it to begin with.
Well, but to the point where I almost felt guilty watching the Sabres game the other night because I don't want to contribute to the NHL's assholishness. By the way, we can say assholishness.
Just remember the shenanigans that the Canadians pulled along with the league in tow was on purpose. I don't care what anybody says. It was on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a slap in the face of the fans.
The Canadians said they didn't want John.
Right.
And
the league forced them to do what they did to pick up the prospect. You might have picked up John Scott, too, so he can't play in the All-Star game. So the Sabres had nothing to do with it. And I understand what you're saying about feeling guilty about watching the Sabres, but really, I mean, the Sabres had nothing to do with it. What I think we should do is firebomb the NHL offices.
Would you stop with the firebombing?
It's effective.
Think Dresden, 1944.
It's effective.
Let's just not firebomb anything.
There was a big uproar from fans across the country, even in Canada, talking about the John Scott thing. 400 people were banned from the NHL Facebook page.
You were one of them. You were one of them.
And you don't have them in Canada.
By the way, can we back up? People might not even know what the heck we're talking about.
This year for the All-Star game, the NHL, like they've been doing it for a couple of years now.
Fan voting
to get someone into the All-Star game. And they've played jokes before. I think Rory Fitzpatrick was one of the guys they tried to get in.
Well, Latvia, the entire country of Latvia, voted for Zemgus.
So this year it was John Scott.
Right.
And he got more votes than anybody in the league. Mm-hmm. A lot more votes than anyone in the league.
Just like Zemgus.
By virtue of having the most votes in the Pacific Division, they made him the captain of the Pacific Division All-Star team. Immediately, the NHL didn't like that. I don't think the Phoenix Coyotes really liked it either. I think they like it even less because they have nobody in the All-Star game to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they weren't going to have anybody in the All-Star game to represent them. It's not like he took the place of somebody else.
Right. They're actually a pretty good team this year after finishing, what, third worst in the league last year? Second worst?
I don't know.
They were pretty bad last year.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it was a joke. It started off as a joke. And when he got in, there were a lot of players on the league that were, you know, they thought it was really cool that he was going to be in there. Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, they both said it was a wonderful thing.
Right.
Jaromir Jagr made a joke that he goes, I was scared of playing 3-on-3 because I'd die of a heart attack. Now I'm going to die getting hit by John Scott.
Right. Now, Scott got in. Sid didn't.
Right.
Sidney Crosby did not make the NHL All-Star team, which I think is hilarious.
Well, it's because the fans can only vote in one player. And the fans never take anything seriously, and Sidney Crosby is not having an All-Star season.
Yeah, but I mean, it just...
Sorry, he's not.
I expected to see him there.
Biggest problem I had with the whole All-Star voting was, after they finished it and Scott got in, the NHL wanted to change the rules. Well, you know, you invited this.
Right.
You have to fulfill the obligation.
Right. Yeah.
And so they got tricky, and they had him, had John Scott traded. First, they bribed him, said, you really don't want to play in this game, do you? And then they traded him. Then they said, after they traded him, well, we'll pay for your family to go. His wife's like, any day, giving
right.
birth to twins.
Yeah.
And we'll pay for your whole family to go, and we'll pay you the winning amount of whatever their, you know, the winning share was. And he's like, no. Fans finally spoke up and said, enough's enough. This is what we want. A bunch of people got banned. There was definitely a lot of hatred towards Gary Bettman. I can't remember the Phoenix GM, but I know Darcy McGuire is in that office. So
yeah,
always, there are shenanigans going on there. It's just not as cool as here, though. And, you know, that we got the news yesterday they were going to allow him to play, which I think is really cool.
Well, and to follow up a little more detail on what Craig was talking about, what happened was is there was collusion, shenanigans as it were, between the Montreal Canadiens, the NHL, and the Phoenix Coyotes.
Wait, stop. That's a phrase that doesn't get used enough. Collusion. As it were.
As it were.
I like it's one that I like. As it were.
We should write it down. We should make it up.
It's better than the phrase whatnot.
I like whatnot.
It's ambiguous.
We're drinking beers and whatnot. Well, yeah. That's very ambiguous. We're drinking beers and whatnot. Could be we're having a threesome.
No.
Remotely.
That is not happening.
But whatnot could mean that.
What the hell have I got myself into?
George, anyways, can I point out this show was your idea?
I know.
But, yes, exactly.
Okay. Quiet.
And you wanted to do it with the two of us and Howie.
Howie.
It's only going to get worse when Howie's going to be
I know. Howie's going to be fun. Listen, quiet. So what happened was John Scott got traded from the Phoenix Coyotes to the Montreal Canadiens. Immediately, the NHL announced that because John Scott was no longer in the Pacific Division.
And he's no longer in the NHL because they dropped him down to St. John's.
Right. The first step was, because he was no longer in the Pacific Division, he couldn't be the Pacific Division captain. Second thing they did was they sent him in the AHL, and the NHL said, well, since he's not in the NHL anymore, he can't play in our All-Star game. Well, since the NHL has never really been famous for giving the fans what they want, they expected the fans just to roll over and say, okay, which didn't happen. As Craig said, the fans blew up the NHL Twitter and Facebook pages, and now John Scott is playing in the game, and he's a captain. So,
and he made really cool shirts for his teammates.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. I mean, he's not an all-star.
He was excited about it. He's never going to get to be an all-star. He's not an all-star player.
And that should be the point of fan voting. To give the guy that wouldn't normally get a shot at all of being an all-star.
No, I don't know that I necessarily
to be an all-star.
Agree. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. But it doesn't matter what the point of the fan voting was. The thing is, the fans voted, and then the league's like, we can't. No, that doesn't work. Like, could you imagine if we vote for president, and then some higher power comes in and goes, no, that doesn't work. We can't have Donald Trump and Sarah Palin.
That's why I'm not greater emperor of the greater Lockport area.
You mean kind of like getting like the popular vote was like at a certain point in the
game? No, that's a different issue altogether.
That's a different issue.
Yeah.
But
the NHL is not the Electoral College.
No, the Electoral College shouldn't exist anyways.
All right, I disagree, but that's okay.
I'm with Scott on this one. I kind of understand Electoral College.
Yeah.
I understand it, but then if we're going to have that, then why the heck do we bother voting?
Because the voting still matters.
No, it doesn't.
I just got a suggestion here. You guys need cowbell or some sound effect every time someone works shenanigans into conversation.
We can have shenanigans, but not to
Ding!
I'm still in my first beer. They can brought beer.
Yes, you mentioned that.
And I want to give a quick shout out while we're talking hockey to Jake Burford, who's listening in Michigan right now.
Michigan. Is the internet in Michigan?
Apparently.
Along with their hazardous water?
Oh, yeah.
Flint, right?
Yeah. That was not a classy move where they pollute the water completely and then they call in all the water bills.
Well, and they pollute the water in Michael Moore's hometown? I mean, seriously, this might be a bit of a conspiracy.
And Michael Moore says it's racial genocide. Because it's a predominantly black neighborhood.
Right. I hadn't really thought of that. I just thought that Michigan's governor was kind of a dick.
They've been doing that a lot in Michigan lately. They did that a couple of years ago in Detroit where they called in all the water bills. You had to pay your water bill. You got your water bill. You got your water turned on.
City of Detroit, yeah, regularly. Yeah.
Well, and they don't do that here in Lockport yet, thank God.
Why would you lose your water
charge? I go through my escrow. It does very well. They get their money. Everybody eventually gets their money, except me. I don't get any money. I think the league begrudgingly did the right thing. And I think that they're, like Craig said, they're going to change things by next year. The fans won't have a voice anymore in one of the players that plays in the All-Star game, which I think is a crock.
Well, the All-Star game is a farce.
Of course. I know you're going to like it a little more this year, too, because it's 3-on-3.
I love 3-on-3.
I do.
And actually, no matter what the format is, I enjoy the All-Star game personally. But it's a farce. I mean, it's not...
Yeah. I can't wait to see the skills competition this year.
That's the same with the All-Star game in every league, though. I mean, the baseball All-Star game was such a horrible thing that they had to change the format that made the winner of the All-Star game the home team for the World Series. The football All-Star game is after the Super Bowl, and most of the good players don't show up.
And I got an umbrage with the NFL, too. What kind of league has an award ceremony? You know, the chance when the guys in a team sport get to pick up the hardware for their individual contributions, and they do it the night before the Super Bowl, when probably 95% of the guys are going to win those awards.
I didn't know that was the case.
Yeah, nearly 90% of the guys that are going to win those awards are waiting to play in the Super Bowl. So the night before the Super Bowl, when the Super Bowl guys can't participate, they have the award show.
Or they can, and they can just party like the 1990s.
Yes, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. And they can lose their helmets, you know, whatever.
Remember, do you guys remember Jim Kelly coming out of the walkway there for the very first Super Bowl and his hair is going to 65 different directions?
It always goes in 65
different
directions.
Yeah, but he looked hammered, dude. Yeah. He looked hammered.
Speaking of the NFL, this weekend was the Carolina Panthers and Seattle Seahawks game, and Carolina went up 31-0 really fast. And Jay Busby, who writes for Yahoo, who I happen to know and talk with on Twitter, he's going, this could be the greatest comeback in NFL history. When the Seahawks started coming back, I go, wait a minute. The Bills came back from 32 down. I'm not a Bills fan, but that's still the greatest comeback in the NFL.
Yeah.
We have short memories, I guess.
Yeah, obviously. Well, and you know, the Packers game the other night.
Exciting fourth quarter.
Exciting, yes. But I was talking to John DiNaprio, sports editor for the Union Sun and Journal.
What?
The Union Sun and Journal. It's a newspaper, George.
I've never heard of it.
Well, here's the thing. Not quite every day. They put out this, like, it's a pamphlet, kind of. And they leave it at some people's doors. And they put it in some people's mailboxes, and you can pick it up at the store. And this is a really cool thing. It has news from, like, last week. So if you want to know what happened, like, a week ago, you subscribe to this thing called the Union Sun and Journal. Now, so my friend John, I used to work there. Time traveling was really not fun for me. I preferred it, like, now. I want to be now. Let's be now. Let's do now. I wanted, like, East Niagara Radio, East Niagara Post, East Niagara whatever. Everything's going to be now. I like now. I didn't like, hey, what happened a week ago? So anyway, John DiNaprio, great guy, sports editor for the Union Sun and Journal. Shit. What was I talking about?
The Packers.
Yes!
It's only the first beer, folks.
It has nothing to do with the beer. This is just... All right, so the show is going pretty much exactly as we thought it was going to. This is, for those of you listening, George and Craig and Howie and I have an all day, every day chat message, group chat, that just talks about whatever. And George said, hey, let's do a radio show. And I said, yes, let's just do our chat as a radio show. This is pretty much...
That's pretty close.
I'm going to miss Howie.
Well, they could, like, reanimate him or something. Maybe they could freeze him.
Can he hear us through the tinfoil?
I don't know.
He has a flip phone, man.
Anyway. He takes it buried on every night because they could track him.
And just so anybody's thinking out there, I'd be saying this if Howard was sitting right in front of me next to
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. So.
And he does have a flip phone.
D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Newspaper.
Packers.
Packers.
Yes.
He's telling me, because we went out that night. Crazy night. I'll tell you about off air. Can't tell you about it on air because the police were involved. So, Packers game. D'Onofrio says to me, it was the greatest football game in the history of ever. Or something. I don't think he said in the history of ever because that's my thing. But he basically said it was the greatest football game ever. And so I'm like, wow, I can't wait to watch the highlights. So I watched the highlights the next day and it was an okay game.
There was like two highlights. There was a Larry Fitzgerald touchdown and there was the Hail Mary by Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And there was a whole lot of bad passing.
Yes, both teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the highlights on NFL.com and I was just
going to have a Carolina New England Super Bowl. Listen.
You saw that. You said that the other day.
Listen.
Yeah.
The Bills hired Catherine Smith as the first female assistant coach on an NFL team.
That's awesome.
And they have Rob Ryan, too. I'm wondering if they'll...
Actually, theoretically, Catherine Smith is the second female coach. With Rob Ryan being the first.
Ouch.
That's exactly where I was going to. See, this is how we are
Rob Ryan isn't even a freaking coach.
Send your complaints to at George N. Root 3.
He's a defensive consultant. What the hell is that? What's a defensive consultant? There's Rex Ryan, who's a defensive coordinator.
I'm an offensive consultant.
There's Dennis Thurman. He's a defensive coordinator. And now there's Rob Ryan. What does he bring Rex's latte? I don't understand what...
I feel like a complete idiot. I'm sitting over here trying to upload this photo on Twitter. My Twitter keeps kicking me off. I don't know what's wrong with my Twitter on my phone. And I'm like, wow, why can't I do this? And it occurs to me, I'm sitting in front of a computer, which may be giving me fits today, but the Twitter works. Because I took a great picture of the two of you kissing.
We don't do good with technology, so we just kind of fight with it. Matter of fact, that's why we're 9 minutes late, because the laptop would not transform back into a laptop and...
Seriously, it was stuck as Optimus Prime.
It has back into a corner.
Yeah.
The Packers game, again, I think we need to send all the referees in the league to flip a coin school.
What happened?
How do you not flip a coin? Like,
it goes straight down.
I saw that. Like,
what has happened to the officiating in every... It's always been bad, but it just seems like the last couple seasons, it's been extra primo, game deciding, nauseating
yes.
bad.
Game I agree. Game deciding bad. Just,
I don't understand what's going on with these, you know, the NHL, which I watch a lot of, and I know Craig does.
I listen to more because I don't have TV.
Well, that's not my fault. There just seems to be a lot of games where lately bad and the NHL line calls, offsides, even icing. Something as simple as icing, they just don't seem to be able to get right anymore.
Well, let me tell you a story about icing. I went down to see a Sabres game in North Carolina, and it must have been like 2001, 2002. And we went to the game. I was down there for training, and there were two sporting events going on while we were down there. The UB Bulls were playing UNC, and the Hurricanes were playing the Sabres. So we got tickets to both. Cool thing going to UNC, Chapel Hill, seeing, you know, where Michael Jordan played and all that. We're down at the Dean Dome.
Michael Jordan played basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. And then we went over to the Sabres game. There would be an icing call in the beginning of the game, and they would put up on the Jumbotron, icing. Now, icing is when the puck travels down the ice.
Wow, that's bad.
Hey, but we need those warm weather market teams. I don't know why, but apparently we do.
Although, I mean, Dallas.
Dallas is fantastic. It's hard to get tickets down there.
Dallas is a great hockey town.
Dallas
became a great hockey town after they stole the Stanley Cup.
Right. Anaheim is a good hockey town, and Tampa Bay. But if you watch the Florida Panthers, there's nobody in the rink.
You know what's a good football town?
Buffalo.
Los Angeles.
Oh, sure.
Los Angeles is a great football team. They get a new team. Great football town. They get a new team like every 3 years.
And then they get... Are they getting two?
they go through their team so quickly.
Are they getting two?
Are they getting two?
The Chargers
are in the possibility is the Chargers. That the Chargers could move there also.
I didn't hear about the Chargers.
All they're saying about the Chargers is they could move to Houston. I keep hearing that on the...
Why?
Doesn't Houston already have a team?
Houston's got the Texans.
Yeah. Well, I keep hearing Houston. I can't figure out why.
No.
So there's a stadium in St. Louis that's available.
Yeah. Somebody put a picture on somebody in Hamilton. Just talk about NHL expansion. Too, and one of the cities that's being brought up kind of half-heartedly is Hamilton. And somebody put on a sign that says, you know, if Hamilton gets an NHL franchise, Toronto's going to want one too.
I've seen that before. But poor Toronto.
No, the Los Angeles Rams are going back to Los Angeles. I don't know what stadium they're going to play in. Apparently they're building super mega huge old stadium. And in the meantime, they're going to play in somebody's backyard or something. But
I think they're playing at the LA Coliseum temporarily.
The only team that's been approved, again, that thing's still standing.
Or the Rose Bowl.
The only team that was approved was the Rams. And now we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the Chargers.
They gave the Chargers 1 year.
Well, they gave San Diego 1 year to pony up the cash to build the stadium.
Right.
Because, you know, it's the responsibility of the taxpayers to build.
Do you really want to get into politics?
No, the private individual, no.
Do not.
Because, by the way, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., there's a show called Reason on the same happy little radio station with me, Scott Leppler, as the host, and I will talk about politics tomorrow.
I will not be here.
I won't be here either.
Then that's fine. I don't really plan on talking about football to be, you know, so if you want to talk about this, we can. I will probably talk about Donald Trump and Sarah Palin.
Oh. What happened to Sarah Palin? When she was running as vice president, she was hot.
I know.
She's not so hot now.
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing.
She got old lady glasses and old lady cheeks. She got jowls going on. Blah, blah, blah.
And
that was 8 years ago, wasn't it? Or 12 years ago almost or something like that?
I liked John McCain until, you know,
have you read
Sarah
any
Palin.
Of the stuff about when he was a prisoner of war?
No.
One of the guys who was stationed at Niagara Falls Air Base, Bud Day, was in prison with him. And Bud won, well, you don't win the Medal of Honor. He received the Medal of Honor for his actions in Vietnam.
You earned the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, he earned it.
Winner of the Medal of Honor.
No.
Drum roll, please.
The winner is.
You know, actually, just politics real quick. Donald Trump, we're talking about John McCain. Trump made a comment that, you know, John McCain's no hero because he got caught. And Donald Trump took a lot of flack for that. I can't say that I agree with him, but I see where he's headed. I don't like the fact that just because something bad happens to you, you're a hero. Firefighter dies in a fire, and so he's a hero. Kid dies walking a dog, and so he's a hero. Like, hero doesn't mean that something bad happened to you. Hero meant that you went above and beyond, and, like, obviously, John McCain went above and beyond because he was in war, but there were half a million people there.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't all, well, maybe they were all heroes. I don't know. But that's one of the things, one of the very few things that Donald Trump has said in this campaign that's made some sense to me, because the guy is, he's out there. George, he sounds like you. He wants to build a wall, keep all the people from the town of Lockport out. It's just, it's crazy.
When George talks about the wall, he's talking about Pink Floyd.
He's wearing the shirt. Well, that's a Dark Side
there
of the
There was
layer,
a
though.
Time.
Actually, is that a Dark Side shirt?
No, it's just a Pink Floyd shirt.
What's the thing in the... forgive me, I don't know Pink Floyd that well.
I don't even know what this is.
You're a Pink Floyd fan. You don't
those
know
those are white lines leading to a red dot.
Is that the... That's the Star of David, isn't it?
No.
I don't think so.
It'd be the Crescent if it was anything.
The Crescent of David?
So he's got an Islamic shirt on now.
Mm.
Islamic
shirt. That's right.
Treasure.
We're not racist here.
No.
Yeah.
We ridicule everyone equally, including ourselves.
Certainly do. Which one of you idiots the other day made a comment about being Jewish?
That would be me.
That'd be Bacon.
All right, so
Bacon made the comment about being Jewish.
Yes, I did.
Howie.
Think about it.
For those of you that don't know.
I was asking Howie who's Jewish. Why?
You asking Howie who's Jewish? What, like they have like a...
Yes.
A list?
Same like database.
Like Howie just goes home and like, hey, I need to find a Jew.com. It's like a dating thing.
Funny. I work at the county doing historical stuff. And the funny thing is, one of our leading sites that we go to is FamilySearch.org. It's owned by the Mormon Church. So when I first started working there, I said, hey, we should use FamilySearch.org to do research. Being a government agency and that being a church, blocked. It was blocked because, you know, separation of church and state.
Wait, that's how they define separation of church and state?
Apparently, at that time. It's all cleared up now. But you talk about finding a Jew. They have a Lutheran Connect. If you're a Lutheran, there's this page that you can connect with all the Lutherans around the country.
And you know, I mean, honestly, it's not a bad idea. I mean, you want to make sure that the crazy person that you're going to date believes in the crazy things that you believe in. You know, whether that's Lutheran or I'm a Methodist, like, it'd be nice to find, you know...
I'm a Methodist. We can date, Scott.
The show keeps taking a wrong turn. Way too much shenanigans going on here. Anyway, there's other, like, there's like a farmdating.com or something like that.
Farmers only.
Farmersonly.com. Like, really?
One time my brother, we played practical jokes.
One time at band camp?
Yes. My brother and I played practical jokes on each other. He signed me up for Black Christian Singles. And I kept getting all these emails. I'm like, Why?
You want to know the really weird thing about those kinds of sites, or at least some of them, like Farmers Only? You can't just go there and like just go to farmersonly.com and check out like the inventory. You
can't, the inventory.
You can't do that because you got to join the site.
Oh.
See, now I'm a very happily married individual, so I was just wondering what kind of people were on Farmers Only.
I have an ex-girlfriend who told me a very similar story.
Notice the X in that statement.
No. Let's not even go there.
But, I'm just saying.
But I found it interesting that you can't...
Yeah. So bacon has this mustard salsa.
And pretzels.
It's absolutely brilliant. And we're all sharing the mustard salsa and the pretzels. Craig and I are drinking the beer. George is drinking water. He was drinking water.
And I'm out.
You need more water?
I have beer-flavored water.
I have beer-flavored water, too.
No, there'll be no beer for a while.
Wait, for a while?
You don't drink beer anyway, do you?
Well, I'm just saying, in general, I gotta... Yeah. Things have changed a wee bit in the last week or so I gotta... No, I just thought it was kind of odd that, you know...
What the hell were we talking about?
We were talking about George dating farmers.
And no.
Me calling, asking the Jewish question.
Yes!
Yeah. What was the problem with the Jewish question?
Because I thought that Jewish people voted Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And Howard made a derogatory statement about Hillary, and I go, but don't most Jewish people, you know, support Hillary? And he educated me on no, because I wasn't sure.
I didn't go anywhere near that.
Right.
I was asking...
You were going near farm animals.
I was staying the hell away from that. I really do miss Howie though. <He's>, I miss that guy.
Wow,
he's such fun.
He was a really nice guy.
He was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to somehow have him find his way back to this planet so I can get back on the air at the Express Games in February.
Yeah. So what's George? Tell us about your. People have commented. People have inquired. George found out about 2 weeks ago that he's transgender.
He needed a brain transplant.
he needed a brain transplant.
But at the end of December, I discovered that I'm actually from a different planet, and my lungs were not adjusting very well to this atmosphere, so I had to have a knee replacement surgery.
That's like the arts
that makes perfect sense.
So now I'm recovering. I mean, you know, what I had and what I have is kidney cancer. And while it's not funny...
It's still referred to as kidney cancer despite the fact that it's no longer kidney cancer?
Well, no. It actually referred to most recently as, boy, this friggin' hurts.
Oh.
But...
you thought you had a kidney stone at first, right?
I thought I had a kidney stone at first, and I was actually initially relieved to find out that I was losing my kidney, so I didn't have to pass a kidney stone.
No more kidney stones. Woohoo!
George, here's the options. We can take the kidney out, or you can pee it out. You pick.
Take the kidney. So, just before, I mean, as we start with our
George had so many kidney stones, he built a wall in the backyard.
Our debut.
And he built a Mexican for it.
Anybody that's listening.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening. We know that for a fact. I think Burf's listening.
He's in Michigan. He's on fire because of the water.
So, well,
lead makes you go
crazy. I will agree with anybody that kidney cancer is not funny. It is to me. So, because I have it, so shut up. So right. I can we can talk about it here because it's kind of like Robin Quivers at the Howard Stern show and Howard makes ethnic jokes and it's okay because Robin's there. Well, see, same thing here. It's okay because I have it and I want to talk about it like this because it helps me cope. That and these two are idiots and they're going to talk about it like that anyways. So
yeah, my boss takes. She goes, "You're doing the radio tonight? Yep. What are you talking about? I don't know. I'll probably talk about cancer." Yeah. She goes.
Now when we say when the three of us or four someday, because I really miss Howie. But when the three of us
say in spirit,
we're going to talk about something, everybody's got to understand, it's not like three guys saying, hey, we're going to talk about cancer. Well, that's just more like, this we're going to talk about cancer. Pull my finger. So that's just the way that it goes, because you know what? If you can't laugh your way through something, then you can't get through it.
My boss goes, oh, you better not do that. I go, oh, don't worry. George, you're one of the co-hosts. Will he be okay with that? It'll be his idea.
Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, instead of passing the kidney stone, they took the kidney, and they can keep it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I left my heart in San Francisco and my kidney in Buffalo. It's gone.
No, I'm more serious note.
Yes.
You've said a lot of really good things about Roswell.
I Roswell Park, when you get to the people that make a lot of money, really talented, really good people, it's just they're so busy that sometimes things get crossed in the mail there.
Right.
But at Roswell, everybody is very, very nice, very courteous. But Roswell is like any other hospital. You don't rest in the hospital.
Not right? at all.
You might get better. You might have good things happen to you. But you don't rest until you get home.
When I first went into the hospital for my little thing, it was small compared to yours.
Well, no. Yours.
I'm sorry.
I'll show you my scar if you show me yours.
Let's just establish that we don't know for a fact that Bacon's is smaller than mine. So
my illness was smaller than your illness. There we go. The nurse,
I would argue, is not true, but all right.
The nurse, when we got to the room and they finally admitted me, said, "Welcome to the hospital. You're here to rest, but you're not going to get any."
Right.
She was honest right away.
No, okay. No. The beds are harder than this table. Every hour and a half, even if I could fall asleep, every hour and a half they're coming in and they're taking blood. They took so much freaking blood. I tried to get blood today, and she says, "You've got too many scars. If I were to get pulled over, if we get pulled over on the way home by the police, he's going to think I'm a drug addict because I got lines all over my arm." I'm not a drug addict, by the way.
They took blood, and every 4 hours I'd have a breathing treatment round the clock. So they'd wake me up at 10 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And in between, I think, oh, you're getting at least 4 hours of rest. No, you got to take your temperature, your blood pressure. You know.
No, Craig, I went and visited. George, I'm sorry I didn't get to visit you. But Craig, I went and visited you twice in the hospital. And I was there a couple hours each time. And the whole time I was there, not one cute nurse. Not one.
I had one in the middle of the night.
What, middle of the night didn't do me any good.
No.
Like, why do you think I came to visit you?
I thought I was to watch the Bills game and the Sabres game.
No, I came to see the nurses.
You didn't care.
I came to see the nurses.
Look, but I want to... go ahead.
I want to say thank you, Scott, for coming in and sitting there and watching those games with me, because I was in there by myself, and you could have been anywhere else watching those games. You could have gone to, you know, one of the bars around town. And you came and spent a couple hours with me both those days, and it meant a lot to me, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. That was touching.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, we're not going to do that again on this show.
Yeah, no kidding. God.
I tell you two to get a room, and you already got one.
The other thing I have to say is I made a comment on Facebook while I was in the hospital that I couldn't get Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. Jeanette came in, brought me Dr. Pepper. My buddy Nathan came in, brought me Dr. Pepper. I had bottles of Dr. Pepper sitting on the windowsill. So the
people, you know, I was one of the first to visit you at the hospital.
You were, and I was really sick when you came.
And you looked like shit.
I was.
Actually, I actually came to see you three times, because the first time I came to see you, you were out. Like, and I stood there for about a minute, and there was nobody else around.
So you peed on him.
Well, no, so suddenly I just feel really creepy. Like I came to visit you, but you're passed out. None of your family's there. There's no one else in the room, so I'm standing there in a hospital room with this guy who's asleep, and I'm like...
And you got the nurse at the station watching you on the camera going, I wonder what the hell he's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but listen, Lockport Hospital takes a lot of guff from the people in Lockport. I think it's completely unfair. Lockport Hospital saved my life in March of 2000. They were the hospital that helped me get this whole process started that probably saved my life this time. And they got Craig back and up on his feet.
I had fantastic service there.
So I just want to say that the people that rail on Lockport Hospital, which they do a lot around here, shut up. Because if you're ever in Lockport and something happens to you and you need to go to the hospital right now, there's a lot worse places you could go than Lockport Memorial Hospital, or whatever it's called now.
This segment brought to you by Lockport Memorial Hospital, or whatever it's called.
The outpatient. Aren't we sponsored by the outpatient thing in the hockey games? God, I miss doing the hockey games. But you know what, though? Missing doing the hockey games doesn't matter because there are no hockey games.
I know. Dude, that's been a pain.
If the NA3EHL is listening, your scheduling sucks.
Well, it's horrible. No, it's
horrid.
Sucks doesn't even
horrid.
Begin. Sucks doesn't even begin.
2 months with no hockey?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be difficult for any team to build a following.
Yeah, I would be surprised if there's...
I'm telling you, next week is the showcase. Last year, we had the 3-day showcase.
Yeah.
Tons of people there. It's 4 days this year. There's 3 extra teams. They're all going to be here. It's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on and see some hockey. We'll be there. We'll be on the air.
I will.
You want our picture? George won't be here. You want your picture taken with Scott Loeffler? There's your chance.
Why would anybody want their picture taken with me?
Because you are EMP.
I think I am.
Yeah. I think it's George.
I think.
Can we have a cutout, life-size cutout of George Mason?
Dude, that'd be great.
We'll just carry him around
with
us.
Do that.
George, go stand. No. Stand by the chalkboard. There's a chalkboard in my office. No, seriously.
No, I'm done standing for the day.
You're done.
After the show, I'll stand up. What?
All right, never mind. All right.
After the show, I'm going to stand up.
I just had my freaking kidney taken out.
Oh, now you're just whining.
I asked him on the way over if he felt lopsided.
Yeah, I don't feel lopsided, but I feel like
all right, so
stuff moving around.
Back to being somewhat serious for a little bit.
I miss Howie.
We all miss Howie, George. All right, so you had this cancerous ball taken out of you.
Size of a football, I was told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, inflated or inflated?
Well, Tom Brady-ish.
Okay. Tom Brady-ish. So, Tom Brady's balls were in you.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's a lot better ways to make $10 million, I know, but
so. All right. So, you had this cancerous thing, growth, inside you.
Yes.
Taken out of you.
Yes.
I would imagine that you had to feel great soon thereafter.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, all right?
Talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Before,
El Pacino.
Before. Howie said he knows Robert De Niro.
So. I saw that.
Anyways, so before this thing, I was having fevers all the time.
Right.
I was having nausea. I felt generally terrible for a couple of years. I thought it was just
King George.
Honestly, that would time out, right?
Yeah.
It's about the amount of time we've been hanging out.
2 days after I had my kidney removed, I suddenly have energy when I wake up in the morning. I don't feel nauseous anymore. And here's the weird thing. The doctors can't figure this out. My feet, I used to have this muted feeling in my feet. I could feel stuff, but it was like muted. Now that the surgery's over, my feet have feeling again. Like
he's removed the foot from his mouth.
I don't know why, and neither does the doctor, but I thought it was weird. Yeah, big old football size cancerous tumor.
Are you allowed to have any of these, George?
I can have whatever I want.
You should try one. It's homemade, man.
I had this.
You try the little sauce?
My butt will blow out if I eat
it. No, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No. Yeah, no, honestly, it's
sweet with just a tang of heat.
Yes.
Tang of pee.
Yes.
What did you say?
Tang of heat.
Oh, I thought you said.
Wow.
I thought.
Apparently his ears are on the fritz now.
My hearing's never been good.
Huh.
So this is might be a good chance, since we've got three listeners, to talk about our potential upcoming.
Oh,
what?
Down to two.
Down to two? Sorry.
We're down to two listeners? That's it?
Oh, just one.
The one listener?
One. Yeah. It's probably your mom.
Here's your chance to log off. My mom doesn't know how to use a computer.
Oh.
She's no clue. We should talk about...
Well, obviously not, because she just logged... It's just the three of us.
Really? Seriously?
No.
Okay. We should talk really quick about our potential book.
Yes! Have you read our potential book?
I've read the first story.
Just the first story?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because it's kind of funny, because when you're old like me and you forget stuff, you go back and read something 4 or 5 months later. And I remember.
No, but I'm with you. Oh,
and
shit.
And it's like brand new.
Still eating.
And we can write. I am surprised how well we can write.
All right, so no one knows what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'll explain. Me and what's his name and what's his face are also a writing team. Without Howie, although Howie can write if he wants to. We're a writing team. No, it's just us. It's called Trinity C. And we started writing stories. We're actually on the verge of putting out a play, and we're probably going to pick that back up. But we started writing stories about 2 years ago? 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
Like it honestly seems like forever ago now.
So we started.
George's hair was still brown when we started.
Yeah.
I was skinny.
The medication is supposed to change my hair a different color, by the way. They don't know what color, though. Anyway.
That's awesome.
We should have a pool to see what color. We wrote a bunch of stories, and we were going to put them together. And we're talking, like, fairy tales and these twisted stories about these creatures that are trying to take over Christmas or whatever the hell Scott was talking about.
No.
I'm telling a story.
All right.
So we put them in. Scott took the time while I was sick to put them into a book, and we are going to go through and edit it, and we're going to release it, called Into the Park.
I called it Down in the Park.
I like that. Oh no, well, we had a title about the park.
I can't remember what it
Stories
was.
Stories from the Park or something.
Something weird like that.
So but like Down in the Park doesn't work because that's a song, so that's definitely copywritten. So I feel like
I think
we should
it was
stay
Stories
away
from the Park. Either way, we're going to finish it up, edit it, and get it out on Amazon Kindle, and you know,
and like soon, right?
We better.
Yeah, we got to.
because we're going to start writing again.
All I know is we started writing. We're in our second story, and I got this bright idea. I'm not sure why.
Why is that a bright idea?
Yeah. It never generally happens. That whatever we talked about in the first story, I was going to mention in the second, and they just kind of went with it with every story. Something in there about the first story.
We want to thank absolutely nobody for texting, tweeting us. So
I was looking at that.
Yeah, nobody. Anyways, so we're going to be coming out with a Kindle book of our stories under the name Trinity C. And then we're going to...
All proceeds go to the beer fund?
All proceeds go to Scott.
All proceeds will eventually go to Flying Bison.
Yeah.
Or some other beer company.
So we're looking forward to that. Because...
Right, so the fun thing about... Well...
I don't know why, but we are.
The fun thing about writing with you guys is writing with you guys. What was really neat, in order to finish these books... All right, the book is 8 different short stories.
9.
8.
There's only 8.
There's not on the table of contents.
There's only 8.
There's only 8 because you decided we wanted to get it done.
I wanted to do nine.
Are the fairy tales in there?
No, the fairy tales aren't in there.
Oh, it's a separate book.
We need to do more fairy tales.
We do.
I haven't done any fairy tales yet.
You do any fairy tales?
No.
I do. It was really good.
The book is 8 different short stories that all kind of...
Connect.
Yeah, I mean, they're not... Definitely doesn't continue one from the other, but there's connections. We decided to start this, and I don't remember who started the first story. The way we did it was...
I think
George
did.
All right, so Bacon wrote part, then George wrote part, then I wrote part, then Bacon, George, me, and then Bacon. So whoever started it finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 8 different short stories that go like this. For the second one, it was George, me, Bacon, George, me, Bacon, George. Third one, it was me, Bacon, George, me, Bacon, George, me.
You guys better write this down as a test later.
There is definitely a test. So I don't remember at what point, but at some point, somebody decided, let's just fuck with everybody. And rather...
We say that a lot.
We do. And so rather than attempting to continue the story from the perspective of the first person writing, the second person said, let's see how far I can veer this off course to piss off the prior writer. Right. So there's one...
That was definitely one of the things, too. How much can I piss off George, or how much can I piss
the
off...
The fun part of George is really easy to piss off when it comes to his story.
I don't know. No, you're not in my case big time when I made your big scary monster talk like a demented Muppet.
The only one that made me mad was the penguin one.
Yeah.
It was Christmas time 7 years ago or whenever we're writing this thing, and I'm like, I want to write a Christmas story. So I start the story about this penguin, and so he ends up being, without giving, and Eric, this is gonna sound crazy, but without giving too much away, he ends up being an unemployed performer penguin who kills Santa Claus.
We just gave the whole thing away.
The best part is
the transition from what Scott had to what Craig wound up with was I. What happened was that Scott started off with this nice little penguin story, and I'm like, nah, this ain't gonna work. So I pulled it out of being a penguin story, and then Craig just went nuts. And
I get a text from Scott. You are such a dick.
I get this thing back from Craig. I got penguins killing people, and I just. I didn't know what to write.
Really, I wanted to write a children's story. We've written all these stories. There's death in every story, by the way.
In some cases.
I think most of them, everybody dies at the end.
We got the one guy that's alive in the first and winds up alive in the last one, too. By the way, just in case I keep complaining about the Twitter, it's @shenanigansENR if you want to tweet us. I forgot to say that. @shenanigansENR.
And yeah, if you want to take part in today's show, just tweet.
Or any of our shows every Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
No, just today's.
Just today's.
From now on, we're not going to do it.
Okay.
We're only doing Twitter today. After today, we're going to cancel Twitter.
Dude, he's
next week is Snapchat.
Yes.
Snapchat. Yeah, and they better be good.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. Anyways, go ahead.
I don't even know.
Packers.
No.
Yeah, seriously, Packers.
No, we're talking about how Craig and I killed your penguin.
You did, and honestly, so that was the only one that really genuinely upset me.
One that upset me a little bit. I was writing this great sci-fi thing, yeah. And then I'm writing a line, and I go, this is going to be great, and I get it back from George, I think. I get Wendy comes in the house, and I'm starting to make dinner, and she goes, what's your problem? I go, you're not going to believe what George did to my story.
But that is what makes this story so good.
How the hell am I getting it back to what I wanted.
And yet at the same time, when I'm reading it the other day, because, all right, so we start this thing literally two years ago. And at least a year and a half ago, we were all done with the exception of
me.
Craig had to finish one story, and I had to finish another story. So we had six stories completed. We had two stories that were sixth-sevenths done. This is a year ago, at least, probably a year and a half ago. Finally, we decide, Craig and I decide, as a present to George while he's in the hospital, we will finish this stupid book. But I forgot the whole damn thing.
I had to reread my story, and then I was trying to figure it out. And I was at the grocery store, grocery shop, and talking to myself, people started looking at me. How the hell am I going to finish
this story? Well, the thing was, when we were doing it, some of it was going so fast because I had the idea
that we started additional stories, right?
Not only that, but if we didn't keep going, there was no way you were going to be able to pick it back up and do what you wanted to do originally.
Right. Well, so in order to remember what the stories were, basically, I had to reread the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
Knowing that I only wrote a third of it, I couldn't tell what third I wrote.
I couldn't either. When you said that to me and I read the first story, I couldn't tell which was me or you or Craig. I couldn't.
And that's really weird when you think about the first story. All of the stories are written in seven different parts. We're apparently all the same type of twisted, that these seven different parts all work out together.
If the penguin thing didn't prove that to you, nothing else would.
Well, dude, the penguin thing, honestly.
Yeah, but it just got to the point where the fun part was seeing how angry I get to make you.
And really, there was a point at which it was like, oh, you think so, huh? All right, yeah, we'll see.
You can tell that sometimes, too.
Yeah, Craig would spend like 5 days working on this really awesome page and a half of stuff, and I would get it, and I'd put like, Polly Ponytail was going through your field, and then he'd get it.
And then Craig would get horrible emails from him. So George would write, you know, Polly Ponytail's going through the field, is the best day ever, and she won the lottery, and she met, you know, the love of her life, and blah, blah, blah. And so Bacon gets it, and the first words are, and she died.
And she died. Or the one we were like blew up. They're really good, and we're going to get them out. This is the first book that we're going to do. Scott and I started writing some fairy tales. I can't wait to see what Bacon comes up with fairy tales. We wrote some fairy tales. I think they're really good. So we got stuff coming out like that, too, as Trinity C.
Our play. We were just talking about this the other day.
Yeah, the syndicate.
Wendy and I were talking about it, and we were... I can't remember where the heck we were at. We were at Wayne Jagow's retirement thing.
Okay.
We were talking with some other people there.
Right,
and someone said, you wrote a play, right? And I was just telling what was going on. And Wendy goes, I can't tell you how many Tuesday afternoons I came through the door and the three of those idiots were giggling like girls.
It's funny. It's good. It's really good.
I want to add
more to it.
But. You know what we should do? Because it's obviously, like, it's not a play anymore. We should just release it as, like, a manuscript.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that, too, because it was, we wrote it at a time when, if we didn't put it out by the time, within a certain
period. Yeah, because there's a lot of current events in it.
Right, and now those things don't mean nothing. So,
right.
I think we should work on the idea of round tables.
Direct to manuscript. I like the round table idea.
Yes.
I think we should do the play direct to manuscript and just...
We should film it. We have cameras. We could probably...
My grandma wanted to do it.
Hey, we can get the upstairs of the old post office for our courtroom.
Yeah?
I never thought of that. We probably could.
Yeah, we could.
So that's us. We have all that kind of stuff going on. And we really miss Howie.
I like that idea you had, too, about the politician and turquoise and all that.
Yeah, all right. So we also have we have a blog, trinityc.blogspot.com, and we were for a while just writing random stuff there, including news stories. So I'm talking to a friend of mine the other day. I was basically having writer's block, and she says, well, what do you like to write about? And I said, politics. And she goes, write about the presidential candidate's favorite colors. She's like, I think people would read that. I'm like, about that. So, but then it occurs to me that this is a perfect Trinity C story.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm going to write about the presidential candidate's favorite colors, and then maybe as a follow-up, you know, do a story about the outrage over one of the presidential candidate's favorite colors.
Did you see how I made a suggestion back at you, too, about you can do it from three points of view. You can write as the poli-sci guy about
right.
what the favorite color is. George can write as a blogger, you know, oh my God, I can't believe, and I can write as something as your average Joe Schmo voter. And whatever media is telling me I should do.
Yeah, but you're a lot smarter than the average Joe Schmo voter, though.
Yeah, but I can play dumb pretty well.
Yeah. So he's got you there.
Yeah, that's true. He's been playing dumb for years.
So I thought we should revisit the Trinity C blog.
I think we should just get that engine and all cranked back up again.
Yeah. Well, honestly, just finishing the book suddenly felt re-energized. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I forgot how good it felt to be accomplished.
And write something that's good.
And write, seriously, because I write write drivel all day long.
Yes, you do.
Nobody and reads any of my stuff.
Not really, no.
Well, apparently Bill Abel does because he complains every time you write about Walmart.
Really? Why? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they give him free advertising.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's not the only one.
And he gave me the same crap, too, because I said they sell paternity kits at Walmart. How indicative of their clientele.
And they sell vibrators.
They sell... Yes, they do.
How do they sell back?
I don't know.
By the condoms.
That's what I was told. All right, I haven't seen it.
That's what you were told when you were on.
I was told
when you were on farmsex.com.
There's pictures
and they have a little sheet there, so you know.
I was told they sell them by the prophylactics.
Gotcha. Yeah. I have so many directions I could go, and like my brain is going, what directions can I really go? And then it said none.
Leffler, you can't talk about any of that.
We just do this every night.
I think people will get sick of us.
I think so too.
I'm already sick of us, but it'll be cool.
I don't even remember what we're talking about now.
Writing more.
Packers. Yes, right. Packers.
Coin flips.
At least he admitted it didn't flip.
Yeah.
You know, he could have insisted that it did.
You know, right. And listen, I'm a Packers fan, but Aaron Rodgers saying they should have been able to recall after they did the second flip, before they did the second flip. Come on.
No.
That's crap. You're right.
I don't know.
I'm a Packers fan. Just like that, when they beat Detroit with a Hail Mary, that was a questionable face mask. I'm all about fair game. I mean, I love my Packers, but, you know, you got to play the game.
Right,
early.
Right. Anyway, so.
What?
People like to complain about...
Everything?
Well, yes, everything. East Niagara Post readers like to complain whenever I post a story about someone getting arrested for marijuana possession. Now, between me and you...
Why could it's them?
Between me and you, I don't think that possession of marijuana should be illegal.
Me neither.
I think that you should be allowed to grow marijuana, and then I think you should be allowed to carry it around with you in your satchel.
How is it any different than alcohol?
I think that you should be...
better.
Because alcohol is a liquid.
As you're carrying your marijuana around and exercising your Second Amendment in your tank.
Yes, in your tank. Yes, I believe that you should be able to drive down Main Street in a tank smoking some butt.
There you go.
Now,
the guy on Grand Island that drives his tank over the Grand Island Bridge.
There's
a guy who collects tanks on Grand Island. He's been stopped several times for trying to drive his tank over the Grand Island Bridge.
Who the hell is going to stop a tank?
Yeah.
Declaring war on Tonawanda?
Apparently.
Don't you want to?
I would.
Who's going to skid in front of the guy to stop him?
The bicycle cop. Ding, 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 ding. Pull over, buddy.
Anyway, so every time I post a story about somebody getting arrested for possession of marijuana, people complain like crazy on the Facebook. Oh, this is...
Can you still hear us?
Testing, 1, 2.
You can now.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Oh. All right, so.
Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Hey, Beavis, are we still on the air?
Well, we're back on the air. God, what is wrong with you? All right, so.
We're back on the air.
I don't know what happened there to the. Hold on.
Maybe we're stoned.
To the.
You did hear me do my inhaler, right?
I did. Well, anyway, to the three listeners we have, we're back to three. Apparently, your mom figured out the internet again.
She did.
Hot. Marijuana.
Hot stories.
Yeah. This is why you should not smoke marijuana, folks. You'll end up just like me. So.
That's a great euchre hand, by the way.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Isn't that great? You're missing the left bowler, but it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, but you can still... You can
win that. Oh, God, yeah.
You go alone on that.
You know what I love? All right, so they're talking about my fridge. By the way, not supposed to have mini fridges in the studio, so we're just going to pretend that doesn't exist.
It's not a fridge.
It's not a fridge.
Yeah, that's
it's a shelf.
It's a
shelving unit.
It's a cooling shelf. A
refrigeration transportation device.
See who made the compact refrigeration shelf? Montgomery Ward. Wow.
Lord, that's not a... That, myself, is not a fridge. That is our antique. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
exactly.
You're talking about pot.
People get arrested for pot, people complain.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is, people say, well, why don't you do real news? Well, of course we do a ton of real news. The real news always pales in comparison to the marijuana arrests.
Hence the catchy headlines you put up.
I don't know. Well, what's been the most your most popular story? Is that the sex toy theft?
Oh, that was the most popular sex toy ever. I'm trying to remember. I want to say that story had 40,000 page views.
Yes, that's what I think it was. We had 312, last I looked, 312 shares.
Yeah, so, and I haven't checked in a while, but the last time I looked, 40,000 people. Now, that's the population of Lockport.
Right.
City and town.
City and town.
Everyone in Lockport read about this poor woman who got arrested for stealing a vibrator.
Well, not the batteries.
From Walmart.
From Walmart. Because, you know, well, where else are you going to steal a vibrator from in Lockport?
That place out on Transit.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
I don't know. Ask your farmers.
The place up on
Transit. We are farmers.
It's Buffalo. It's in the town of Lockport.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know what? George's ringtone. Boom, 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 boom.
You know what I find funny?
Everything.
It's the people that complain about, why don't you report real news? It's kind of like, those are the people that think that you can only put one news story at a time.
Well, or people that get mad because police are arresting someone because, why aren't they out chasing down, you know, gunmen? Well,
because there's not a lot of gunmen in the Lockport. Because
you can do both.
You
can search for the real killer and still put O.J. Simpson in jail.
East Niagara Post has, listen to me folks, listen to me carefully. East Niagara Post has the capacity to take on more than one story at a time. Trust us, we're professionals. We kind of know what we're doing.
Kind of.
I always preface that by saying kindness. But not that aggravates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Whenever a news outlet posts a story, people think it's a waste of time.
Oh, you know what I love? Slow news day. People say, slow. Yes. There's absolutely nothing going on. That's why I'm posting about your neighbor getting arrested for having marijuana. Or you getting. But anyway, so long story short, which is never the case. Whenever I say long story short,
yeah, it's still long. And you've been talking about this for hours.
When I say long story short, it usually.
Are we still talking about the Packers?
It usually concludes the Packers. So long story short, whenever people complain about someone, you know, the story being about someone getting arrested for marijuana, I just laugh because those are the most read stories. Because bacon could cure kidney cancer tomorrow. I could write a story about it and four people would read it.
I'd be one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'd be two of them.
I'd be
You're
one
a big
of
guy.
My wife,
yeah,
cancer survivor, so she'd be on
this.
So, too. All right, so
well,
there's
she's a survivor, though.
That's,
I'm not there.
That's all the people that would read the cures cancer story. But bacon gets arrested for smoking pot. 20,000 people read it within an hour.
Or he gets arrested for stealing a dildo from Walmart.
All right.
And you know,
if I can get bacon and dildo in a headline, like, just think of the possibility.
Give the boy
while he was, while she was stealing the dildo from Walmart, she went over to the shopping section and got 2 pounds of bacon.
Well, there was, I did have bacon in the headline not too long ago.
Bacon back on the menu when I was sick and didn't make that my book.
Yes, no, but this wasn't about you. This was, but
somebody
was like buying bacon at Tops and like somebody stole her wallet.
Yes.
Distracted by bacon, the woman distracted by bacon has wallet stolen.
People still go to Tops?
They were actually talking about me, not the meat.
Oh.
Yes.
No. You're not going to take that easy one. I'm not going to let you. You're going to be more clever. Don't.
Just a bit outside.
You're going to be more clever than that.
Hey.
Now, talk about the hits you get on, and I'm going to do a little self-promotion here. I write book reviews that are every Tuesday morning.
Really?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I get, about 100 views generally?
Oh, come on. You do a lot better than that.
Oh, when I write about Bob Dylan, apparently.
Dude, that Bob Dylan one was off the hook, right?
It was over 2,000 last time.
That was the one that you tore the book apart.
Oh, I tore it apart.
People love that stuff.
You know, I don't generally tear apart my book reviews. If I don't like the book, I still try to find some redeeming quality for the author or the work that he's done. Well, this book about the other side of Bob Dylan had nothing to do with Bob Dylan, and I totally lit up the author on it, and it kind of went viral. It was on
he wasn't happy with
me. No, he was not happy with me. He called me out on Twitter, too.
I think you and I get the same basic same hits for the movie reviews and book reviews, but I'm thinking between 150 and 200.
Probably. Somewhere in there.
That's my guess. And then my columns used to get hits, but now they don't anymore.
Your hit on the column you wrote on you having cancer and your follow-up, I would say were pretty popular.
I don't know, were they?
They were.
But see, I don't want to keep doing that because I got more things I want to say.
Well, yeah, sure. You can't have cancer all the time.
Well, I can.
Well, you can.
It's not like I go home and put it on a shelf and say, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. No, I got cancer all the time. I just got other things I want to do.
Sure.
Talk about, like, write, like I told you guys. You know, this radio show and everything we started picking up with Trinity C again. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know.
Don't do this.
You could say anybody doesn't know, but honestly, I don't know.
It's going to be like Weekend at Bernie's.
So, You're going to need a crane more. I can't see you too tiny to your legs.
Gravity. Yeah. It pulls you right out the window. So we're in the second story here of the Art 247 building where Abraham Lincoln apparently once lived.
And a canal boat just went by.
And a canal boat just
and
went by.
And shenanigans.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
At shenanigans.
There's no water in the canal.
There's only about a foot of water, yeah.
My wife doesn't understand why they do that. I explain to do it so they don't destroy the canal.
Because of the freeze thaw
right,
cycles.
Right, right. She gets it now.
Because the canal would pop.
I guess there's a place in Siberia that's so cold that the water is freezing inside the trees and the trees are exploding.
Really?
Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get that?
Dude, the Russians are awesome, man. They make exploding trees.
But it can't get to the moon.
They didn't do it on purpose.
Well.
Not like the Japanese. All
right, wait. Did we get to the moon?
Oh, God. Really? Are you serious?
No, I'm not. But.
Today's Buzz Aldrin's 86th birthday.
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. All right, I'm not crazy. I don't think we went to the moon.
Really?
I really don't.
I don't know how we went to the moon in the late 60s, and all of a sudden, just getting into orbit is like a big deal.
Seriously.
Because
Here's huge. Here's the thing. I don't understand how we went to the moon six times, and then we're like, we're done going to the moon. Dude, you're sleeping with the hottest girl in school, and suddenly they're like, we're done.
Because Buzz Aldrin's going to bust the door and punch you like he did that other conspiracy theory.
I'm not even sure Buzz Aldrin really exists.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm being facetious there, but the moment thing, I'm serious. You don't break up with the honest girl in school after hitting it six times.
You keep hitting it until
she gets bored of you.
Unless she's your teacher, then you tell everybody she gets fired.
Dude, that didn't happen. We didn't have hot teachers.
I had one.
Really?
I had one.
No.
I think I had two.
I had a substitute who actually broke up a marriage of another teacher and then married that teacher.
No.
She was smoking hot.
We had one.
I can't say their name because she
in high school every guy in the class is hitting that. No, but I'm on the fence about that. I could go either way.
Honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. I want to believe that we went to the moon, but what I don't understand, like, how do you go to the moon six times and then we haven't been there in 30 years?
Two words. Richard Nixon.
What about Richard Nixon?
He hated the space program. Absolutely despised the space program.
But we didn't stop going to space. We just stopped going to the moon.
We stopped going to space for about 6 years because there was a space from 73 to 80. 7 years. And then we started with the space shuttle program.
You know what we should do? Because all of the spacecraft is on the white side of the moon. Shouldn't we be able to see that stuff by now? Seriously, honestly.
You can. If you watch the Big Bang Theory episode where they shoot a laser to the moon and back, you can really do that. Because there's a...
Yeah, but we should be able to see the space junk on the surface of the moon by now.
You can.
If we can do that, then I'm good. But it just seems a little weird to me.
Speaking of conspiracy theories in space, have you ever heard of the face on Mars? We heard about it in our story.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe that's where I heard about it.
In 1976, the orbiter went over Mars, and one of the pictures he brought back was like face. And so there's been controversy over it since. So in 2004, 2006, can't remember which, they sent the Mars Observer over and they photographed it from different angles. Said, see, it doesn't look like a face at all. The conspiracy theorist in me says that NASA went way out of your way to say, look, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real. I think it's real. To prove it was a hoax to begin with.
We think the lady doth protest too much.
Yes.
Yes, completely understood.
Why would someone build a face on Mars?
Well, because why would you build three big ass pyramids in the desert?
No. Why would someone build a face on Mars and nothing else?
Well, if you read the book by Richard Hoagland, City on the Edge or something, or there's the end of the Star Trek episode.
I'll get right on that one.
Yeah, I have it. I will loan it to you.
I got your books at my house I got to get rid of.
Yeah, I got more.
No, I'm done.
Speaking of space, I watched that movie with Mila Kunis in it. What the heck was it called? Oh, Jupiter.
Yeah. Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending.
I saw your review. It was a great one.
It was a hot mess.
It was a hot mess. By which you mean Mila Kunis is hot and the whole movie was a mess. Oh, it really was. It was Mila Kunis and what's the dude's name?
Oh.
Tatum Channing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I could not.
Channing Tatum.
Channing, whatever the hell his name
Channing
is.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. One of the girls will googly eye over.
Well, exactly. So you've got eye candy on either side, and yet the movie itself was just horrible.
It was terrible.
It's kind of hard.
But here was the one thing that I did kind of appreciate about it. They invented a world. Like, they invented it. Like, I can really appreciate any author or any writer, creator, whatever, who can just, like, create something from nothing. Like J.K. Rowling with Harry Potter. She created, like, a whole world. Tolkien with Lord of the Rings created a whole world. So, like...
And nobody sparkles in those books.
That's true.
Stephen King has the greatest comment about that whole thing. There's between J.K. Rowling and I can't remember, Stephanie Myers, is that J.K. has talent. Love that quote. It's a great quote.
And the difference between J.K. Rowling and Stephen King is that J.K. Rowling can end a book.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Mm. Yeah, Stephen King kind of peters out at the end.
No, like, no, he doesn't. Dude has never won. I've never read a Stephen King book once that ended in a manner that made sense. It's like he just writes, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey, we'll just end this. And so, hey, let's make the clown a spider, and that's it.
I actually read a lot of his short stories lately, and they're all really nice point A to point B creations, but I don't know. I mean, to me, like, The Shining ends. There's no...
There's a good example.
The Shining carries. Carrie ends.
It doesn't end.
Kinda ends. Well, the Stand ends.
The ending of The Stand is horrible.
Did you read the book or did you watch the movie?
I read the book. Oh. Well, I've seen the movie too, and I love the movie mostly.
It's awful camera work.
Stephen King needs to stop people from making made-for-TV movies of his
movie. He needs to stop being in his movies too because he's not an actor.
Right, I can't remember. Which one is King? The Mist or The Fog?
Mist.
The Mist is one of the few examples, in my opinion, of a book being better than... I'm sorry, of a book not being as good as the movie. The ending of the movie, The Mist, was brilliant.
Yeah, it was good.
The book was okay.
I don't remember reading the ending of the book. I don't think I did.
I just watched the Under the Dome series.
Uh-huh.
On, you know, it was on TV.
I can't take that seriously because it was based on The Simpsons. Stephen King lifted that directly from The Simpsons.
Under the Simpsons movie?
Yes.
I never considered that.
I'm going to have to... Yeah.
And that is the reason why I won't read the books or watch the television show.
The book was incredible.
The first season of the... I haven't read the book yet. I've read parts of it.
Have you read the book yet?
No.
Dude, it's like... So it's
100,000 pages long.
Seriously.
I like the first season because I can't remember what the girl's name is who's the editor of the newspaper.
Yeah, I can't either.
Hot redhead. That's all I have to say.
Well...
You have to stop basing your movie selections on the females.
Hey, I'll...
Wait, whoa. Why?
Why? Yeah.
What's wrong with...
Story.
Let me tell you, Jennifer Lawrence, halt.
Oh, God.
Reese Witherspoon, still hot.
Oh, yeah, sure. I would kick her out.
No.
You guys. What?
Movie.
Helen Mirren.
Stories.
Still taggable.
Who?
She played, what was she in?
I know that she wasn't, was she in Steel Magnum Williams?
No,
she was in Red.
She was. She Red was the one English woman in Red.
Anyway, can we get back to Under the Dome?
Okay, sure.
The show was pretty decent. The book was really good.
Until the last 10 pages.
Honestly, yeah. Yes, because it seems like, so Stephen King writes this book, and it's 4,872 pages, and the first 4,800 are really good, and the last 72, he's like, oh, crap.
I gotta end this.
I really feel like Stephen King should just never end books. Like, he should just start writing a story, publish it in some, I don't know, online journal that publishes all, like, I don't know, East Niagara Post, for example. He can publish a couple pages a day, and just keep going forever and ever and ever.
Like Chaucer, just write two lines a day until it's done.
Kind of like a soap opera, really.
Yeah.
You think about like General Hospital.
Done that a few times though. The Dark Tower series, Green Mile, they were all done like that.
But they stopped.
They did stop. Green Mile was really good. I read that. That was really good.
All right, so Under the Dome, the book, and Under the Dome, the movie, seem to me they're so different. They're so different that it actually seems that they're both, rather than one being based off the other, it seems to me like they're both based off of something different.
The Simpsons
movie.
Seriously? I never thought of The Simpsons, but now that you say it, yeah, Spider Pig.
I think when they do that, I hate it when they take a book, a good book, and they turn it into a crappy movie. World War Z.
Whoa.
That movie was garbage. The book was really good.
World War Z is one of the few examples of a movie that I liked better than the book.
Uh-huh.
I could, like,
like the book put me to sleep.
I'm not a big zombies fan, but
I love zombies. Warm Bodies. Warm Bodies was a
that
great.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. Romeo and Juliet was zombies. Seriously, oh. It's Romeo and Juliet was zombies.
There was another one too that we watched. It was a kind of a funny thing. About zombies. What the heck?
Shaun of the Dead?
No, I watched Shaun of the Dead.
Really? Shaun of the Dead is like one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
I'm trying to find if anyone out there who's listening, out of our three listeners, has the movie 21.
With the current one?
Yeah.
With what the hell's his name?
I don't know. Is it Kevin Spacey?
Thank you, yes. Because the only thing I think was Kevin Bacon. Yeah. I don't know why.
You're right.
But
if anyone has, I'd like to borrow it and watch it because I can't get it at the library. I can't get it on Amazon.
On YouTube?
It's not on. I didn't check YouTube.
Kevin Spacey.
Family Video?
No.
I checked there. I didn't have it.
Really? I felt like they did.
No, they said, nope, they don't have it.
Oh. All right, never mind.
Check next to the vibrators at Walmart.
I can find
that's where you'll always find Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, that guy creeps me out now.
Actually, wouldn't that be like the best place to just hang out?
No.
No.
No, you're reaching now. No.
I don't know. I'm just...
No. No.
I used to work at a pharmacy, and the best place to hang out was behind the pharmacy when people come to get their prescriptions filled. And you wonder why they're getting such a prescription. That's fun.
I'm just thinking... never mind.
Stories.
Never mind. We're moving on.
Hey, how long is this show anyways?
I don't know. How long do you want it to be? Because right now it's an hour and 17 minutes long.
Well, let's go 13 more minutes.
All right.
We want to talk about bacon.
I was going to bring something up, and I can't remember what the heck it was. You know how it goes. There'll be a little lag in our conversation. All of a sudden, something pops in my head. And
usually it's Howie.
Yeah, Howie's good.
Have we heard from Howie?
No.
I'm upset that we haven't heard from Howie.
I'm telling you, he's having a hard time hearing through the tinfoil.
I feel really bad for him.
I don't think flip phones have...
I liked him when he was alive.
Yeah, Howie hasn't said
a word. He'll be here. He just always runs a little late.
He really does, though. Like, honestly,
I love sitting in the arena, getting ready to broadcast a hockey game, and the voice of the Lockport Express is not there. Where is he? On the side of the road, half an hour away.
The best one,
I wasn't going
to Scott and I were at the arena one time. It was the start of the second period, and Holly's in line getting pizza or something. Yes. And so I had to play like pain, and so I started it, and afterwards, I looked at Scott, and we both said, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that is, Howie is very, very good at play-by-play because, it's not as easy as people think it is.
Oh, God, no. I haven't even tried to do it because I've yet...
I did it a little bit. I did it for, what, about 2 minutes?
Yeah.
About, like, 4 hours.
I was late from the second. I was late from the first intermission, too. I came back, went to the concession stand, came back. We're, like, 3 minutes into the period, and I'm freaking out.
But you're only color. We don't really do anything.
Yeah, I don't have to, but I don't want to, but I do. I get Howie off track, something terrible.
Well, yeah, that's your job.
No.
You're good at it.
Terrible.
So, yeah,
if there's anybody out there that likes the show and has a business, feel free to sponsor our program.
Please do so. You can send your inquiries to advertising@eastnigerpost.com.
And we'll talk poorly about you on the air.
John Stewart
did with Arby's. We'll do the same thing there. I miss that guy.
John Stewart. Yeah, you know what? Because Noah, whatever his name is, not nearly as good.
He's trying to be John Stewart light, but it's not working.
If there's somebody who owns a brewery locally and wants to like bring us beer, we'll definitely make it.
Or pizza. We like pizza. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
All right, so wait.
We like cookies too.
We do like cookies.
Yes.
Beavers. We like cookies.
Yes.
The beavers always bring me cookies for election night.
My wife was sick with
yes,
was in the hospital for cancer.
Yeah.
When I was in the hospital for cancer, beavers brought us Mighty Taco for the rest of the family.
Really?
Beavers are awesome people. They're probably one of the three people out there. They might be logged on different laptops, so that's 2 out of 3.
There you go. All right, so what were we talking about? Food sponsors. Bam. Did you go out to dinner last night?
Where the hell did I go last night? I don't think so. Wait a minute. What did I do? Oh, yeah. I went to the Tony... what the heck is their name? The Penalty Box.
Yes.
Head to Ditka.
And what do you think?
Loved it. I love the fact they're not on traditional buns. They're on, like, this toasted bread. Fantastic, man.
I'm going to go try that when we all do again.
Yeah, so suddenly Bacon texted me last night. He's like, hey, what time does the Penalty Box serve food till? I'm like, serve food till close. They might shut down the, like, part of the kitchen early, but I know they have pizza. And by the way, their pizza's incredible.
Yeah, their food in general.
Their pizza's incredible. Their burgers are incredible.
Their burger was fantastic.
Their fries are awesome, and they're $2.
Let me tell you something about the dinner last night. I went to the arena to interview Frank about the upcoming showcase and to interview the new goaltender and Guido, and I think the other guy I have left is...
Now, what do you do these interviews for?
For our weekly East Niagara Post.
Do we still do that?
We're still doing it, but it's been 2 months since there's been a hockey game.
You refer to it as being weekly.
Yeah. It's weekly with an A.
Yeah.
So I get up there I go up there, and I have my camera, and they're still on the ice. They have 38 minutes. I go, what the heck? I got time to eat. So I drop off my camera camera and the tripod with Steve in the office. I said, I'm going to grab something to eat. I'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
I get there. I eat. There's beer. The fire department's there because they finished up some kind of meeting.
Right.
I start talking with them. Next thing I know, the players are walking out. I missed my complete chance to talk to them.
Oops.
Yeah.
But you had a burger.
I had a really good burger.
And yeah, honestly. And the prices aren't bad.
No. They're not. The food there is really good.
Yeah.
And they're nice people.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I mean, when I was there, it wasn't that busy. It was before...
when was the last time I did a game?
Before the Aviators game. The Saturday Aviators. No, it was one of the Aviators games.
Because I all went in there.
I missed the Saturday Aviators game, so that would be either Friday or Sunday.
There's hardly anybody in there.
I've been in there, and it's been packed. And then 10 minutes later, it's me and Bacon. And then 10 minutes after that, it's packed again.
How's the service when it's packed?
Fine.
Great.
Yeah. Same service you get when it's just you in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They're pretty nice to me, though. They notice me. I walk in, they call me by name.
Are you paying the rent?
They send me shots. Actually, New Year's Eve, I'm in there.
New Year's Eve, I went to bed early. Hell sick.
Really? New Year's Eve, I think, well... New Year's Day, I went to bed around 5 a.m. So, I'm in there. John George, owner of Penalty Box, offers to buy me a shot. And they're like, no, I can't. I'm just, I think I had a slice of pizza and I was like going somewhere. And he goes, hey, asshole, the owner of the bar offers to buy you a shot, you do a shot.
Speaking of John George and shots, what was that shot he gave us when he was still 21st Amendment? Was it apple something or other?
Oh, I don't know.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah.
It could have been the fact that it was 2:30.
I forgot about that night. Did Wendy come get you? How did you get home? You crawled?
I had anything of Wendy come get you.
I think you did too.
I think if she didn't, you would have heard about it later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she came and got me. That was the night before your surprise party.
That I didn't know about.
Yeah, because we would have gone out that late.
Right, which is what, yeah, seriously, which is what made it a surprise party. Yeah, New Year's Eve, I'm just trying to live my life. You know, John says to me, you know, you want a shot? I'm like, no, I'm good. He says, hey, asshole, go to the bar officer to buy you a shot, you do a shot. I can't tell you the number of owners of bars in this city that offer to buy me shots.
Or have me shot.
Or have me shot, or yes.
Sure.
And then stuffed and mounted.
Right.
The Leffler.
You know. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about our parent company real quick. Saturday, I was expecting to see your sister's thing again. Is that every other Saturday? Or?
Yes, it is an every other Saturday.
Okay. So I misread.
Okay, yeah.
I was wondering about that.
All right, so what we're doing is Scott Geis.
Okay.
On the first and third Saturday of the month with his historically based column called Historically Relevant. And then my sister, Natalie Kavner, is on the second and fourth Saturday of the month with her column. And so this coming column, I already have it, she does breakfast burritos.
Nice.
Oh.
Seriously.
How
do you lose on breakfast burritos?
You don't. Unless you put onions and crap on them, but if you don't... Then...
Wait. Whoa.
No.
Onions and crap.
Yeah.
Define crap.
Peppers, onions.
How can you not...
And what's wrong with onions?
I'm not a big fan of onions. Sometimes,
dude, I love onions. You know what? Here's the thing. I love onions and whatnot.
And whatnot.
See, I said and crap.
I like French onion dip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I just said I like onions and threesomes. Just to go back to the beginning of the show, we decided that whatnot meant threesomes.
I'm not going to pick up on that slang at all. I'm not going to go anywhere near that now.
I mean, really, what better for breakfast?
What, a threesome?
Okay.
Exactly.
Depends who's home, I guess.
Well,
all I can think about now, George, is I can't remember the movie. Oh, the Let's Make a Porno. Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Hey, if you know, if I hold your arm and you hold.
See, in here I was thinking of JustFarmers.com.
Just Farmers, yeah.
Farmers Only.
I'm sorry. FarmersOnly.com.
Whatever. Farmers, you don't have to be lonely with FarmersOnly.com.
Well, speaking of which, every once in a while, I'll answer the phone like a complete jerk.
Okay. Just
because I can. So my mother-in-law, I can see on the caller ID that she's calling in. Well, I think it's her. It's someone that's got a number close to hers. So I go, Brian's House of Barnyard Love. Cock-a-doodle-doo, what's your delight? Not my mother-in-law.
Oops.
Yeah.
By the way, if the scammers that like to call around about being in the IRS are listening, call me.
I haven't gotten one.
Give me the story
story about the
guy in Appleton.
What? All right, so there's
three times.
Yeah, this guy in Appleton calls the sheriff's office to complain that he got scammed by someone, you know, claiming to have a sweepstakes that he won. Three times.
What? I love the comment that was on the Facebook. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, I'm a idiot.
I did not see that. I missed that.
But it's real simple. Somebody calls you and says you want a sweepstakes and you didn't enter a sweepstakes. You didn't win.
Right.
Someone calls you with an Indian accent and says they want to help you with your computer and you got nothing wrong with your computer. They don't want to help you with your computer.
All right. What if somebody calls me?
Nobody calls you.
That's true.
I love messing with telemarketers.
I love it. I love when those scammers call me. I had one guy, one of the Windows guys, called me like five times in one day because he thought he could get me.
Right.
And I just...
Same guy.
Yeah, same guy. I had a blast with that guy.
I know that's George there.
No, not by name, but he would call and act like he never called before.
Oh.
And I thought that was just...
I had a guy, before we refinanced the house, I don't know, this is Steve, he had to call about the mortgage, and he called three or four times a day, and he didn't have the caller ID, it was driving me out of my mind. So one day he calls, and he goes, hello, this is Steve, and I go, what do you need, hubby? Which, of course, he didn't like. And for months, this guy called, so I got fed up. He goes, hello, this is Steve, talk about the mortgage. I don't have a mortgage on the house. You don't have a mortgage? No. How do you pay off? You know, on their broken English, I said, I took a hit on my mother-in-law to pay off the mortgage. Silence for about 20 seconds, and then click, and they never called back. And Wendy's walking through the door, and she goes, what did you say? She had to call her mother, just in case the police come.
I told you about I put it on Facebook about the one I had, scammer that I got. He transferred me to his supervisor, so the supervisor called me an asshole. You're sort of an asshole. I was in my glory.
If he says that he's got that thick accent, well, that's what you like.
I was in my glory. They had these people calling me assholes, and I thought that was great.
So, Craig, I think that if you ask really nicely, you can borrow that copy of 21.
Hey, I see you had that movie 21. You think maybe I can borrow it?
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
I don't know. I'm saying if he asks really nice.
He doesn't ask nicer than that.
Yeah. So we did get a photo of the copy of the DVD of 21, which is a good movie. It's a really good movie. Have you seen Now You See Me?
Yes.
Have you seen Now You See Me?
That's a great movie.
Did the card trick get you?
Yes.
So there's a card trick to start this movie, all right? George, I'm telling you, you have to see this movie.
I'm listening. You're a movie guy.
There are some movies that just like from the... I'm in.
Right.
And this was the case with this movie because there's a card trick in the beginning of the movie. And he shows you a deck of cards. And he says, pick a card. And he flips the deck. And you pick a card. And he says your card. George, I'm telling you, he says the card that you pick. It's insane. I'm watching this movie and 3 minutes in, I'm in. Because he picked my card.
It's all about illusion.
I went back and watched it frame by frame.
It's more than a 1/8 star.
It definitely. Definitely. So I went back and watched it frame by frame, and they showed that card for two frames. But somehow or another, that's enough for you to see it. And so when he flips through, you pick a card in your head. He says the card, and it's the card you pick. So I'm in from there.
Yeah.
I like the Joker's card.
Plus the redhead. What's her name? Isla...
Fisher.
Yes.
Is she married to Borat?
Okay, I don't care who she's married to.
She's married to Borat.
I couldn't care less. In my mind, she's single.
We make...
Wait, she's married to who?
The guy who plays Borat.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Sacha Cohen?
Yeah.
No, not Sacha Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah.
That's disappointing. Pointing.
All right.
She's hot. All right, George, you're probably tired.
Well, not just that, but we should put an end to this show.
We should.
We just can't ramble, otherwise, you know. We could ramble.
If Howie was here, we'd still be starting.
If Howie was here, we wouldn't be started yet, because we'd still be waiting on Howie. Because if Howie was supposed to make it for the show tonight, he just never showed.
He'd be helping, you know, keep the Little Port Police in the business.
Yeah. All right, so next week on Shenanigans. Hold on. Join us next week on Shenanigans when Craig Bacon wears a dress. George Root dates a sheep. And Scott's just Scott.
That's what would be the first time I'm wearing a dress.
Just full of that's why we don't do promos.
Anyone has any ideas of what you'd like to hear,
yeah,
throw a shout out on our Twitter page.
And we'll delete it.
We may or we may not talk about it.
All right. Come on, give us some input. We might actually use it. Maybe we won't.
If you run into any stories that you think that we might want to discuss, send them our way. But we are going to warn you. We don't really prepare for this.
No.
Not at all.
No script.
I don't think we have to warn them. Anyone listening?
You think they got that?
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
All
right.
Hey,
so,
little squirrel.
Apparently squirrels are bad. I don't know.
I saw one of those black squirrels down by the farm.
Oh, that's enough.
It was fighting in the middle of the street with one of the gray squirrels. It was,
Was
there gunfire?
No.
I'm surprised. It was on watch.
It was a Canadian black squirrel. Right?
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming across the Peace Bridge. Weren't they looking across the
We built a wall.
All right. So, for Craig Macon and George Root, I'm Scott Leffler. You've been listening to Shenanigans here on East Niagara Radio. I will be back tomorrow, Thursday, at 8 p.m. on eastniagararadio.com. If you missed any of tonight's show, I'm sorry to hear that, but we will podcast it for you later.
Which we're sorry to hear about.
Which you'll be sorry to listen to. So, all that said, to make a long story short, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.